MOOSEJAWTODAY.com. For the first time in franchise history, the Moose Jaw Warriors came out victorious in this year's WHL playoff season, and two police officers, who are both connected to the club, had the honor of presenting the Ed Chynoweth Cup on home ice to the backdrop of an ecstatic, sold-out arena in a proud moment for the team and the city of Moose Jaw on May 15. Retired Moose Jaw Police Service, MJPS, members supped. Devin Olaniak and Const. Evan Schwab were specifically chosen for their experience as law enforcement officers and their connection to the hockey franchise. I was fortunate to play my 20-year-old year with the Warriors in 1988-1989, and I was extremely fortunate to be one of the leaders on the team back then, Olaniak said. One of the highlights Olaniak retained from his time with the Warriors was a shared sense of togetherness. We truly came together as a bunch of young kids who truly bonded and meshed, he recalled. Although the team didn't win back in 89, Olaniak said they had gathered a ton of momentum leading up to the playoffs and were about 25 points shy of a playoff spot in a season he'll never forget. We just came together as a group, and a lot of that credit goes to coach Lorne Mollican. He just truly created so much harmony on the team, and an attitude where he blended and bonded us, he said. This taught Olaniak some life skills that I've taken with me in all the years to follow. Since that time, Olaniak joined the MJPS and has since retired after nearly 34 years of service in the community he calls home. Schwab was born and raised in Moose Jaw and said hockey always played a pivotal role in his life. I'm a Moose Jaw kid, he said. I remember having season tickets and going to the games with my dad and my uncles when I was 5 years old. Theron Fleury was my favorite player. Schwab played with the AAA Warriors and, back in 1999, was listed for the team. Although he wasn't ultimately selected, he continued to play with the AAA Warriors and still had the opportunity to practice on the ice with the Moose Jaw Warriors. This year, Schwab was selected alongside Olaniak to present the Ed Chynoweth Cup in a moment he's been waiting for since the age of 5. Hockey has been a huge part of my life, Const. Schwab said, I was honored when they asked me to carry the trophy onto the ice. He described the experience as absolutely phenomenal. And, in his own words, said, I couldn't take the smile off my face. Now that the Warriors are advancing toward a shot at winning the Memorial Cup in Saginaw, the furthest advance in franchise history, both Olaniak and Schwab reflected on what this means for them. It's just incredible. I think it's wonderful for the players on the team, Olaniak said. He described this year's outstanding performance as a huge stepping stone for the franchise, and said it will help build the team's credibility on a national level. Olaniak said the city of Moose Jaw is also seeing a noticeable impact from the team's performance. It has been tremendous to see the city rally behind the team in every aspect, whether it's businesses, whether it's social media, whether it's friends getting together, he said. It has really amalgamated the city, and the enthusiasm here is tremendous. Const. Schwab, who currently serves as the liaison between the MJPS and the Warriors, said he takes a lot of pride in working with the team. Through his work, he continues to dedicate his time to help players navigate their way through life. The Warriors had some great teams, but they could never seem to get over the hump, Const. Schwab said. And then this year, the guys finally did it. The whole community has come together and we're so proud.